Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Creamers Field Waterfowl Refuge in Fairbanks is getting a little bigger. The State Department of Fish and Game teamed with an environmental group to grow the former dairy farm turned refuge by another 530 acres. Conservation Fund Alaska Associate John Ross says University of Alaska and additional private properties off College Road adjacent to the existing refuge were identified by the Interior Alaska Land Trust and the state as targets for acquisition.
These lands had long been identified in the Creamers Field Refuge Management Plan as a priority for consistent management. There's a shared trail system, there's shared habitat, and the community likewise shared that support.
Ross says various sources contributed to cover the $500,000 plus purchase, including the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and individual donors, with the largest portion comprised of federal Pittman-Robertson Act money, a funding source which enabled the original purchase of the dairy farm over a half century ago.
The state actually acquired the bulk of that original acquisition with Pittman-Robertson funds as a compatible source of funding, right? One that allowed for hunting, for trapping, for mushing, for all the multiple uses that that land on the dairy and adjacent to the dairy had always been used for. So it was a good fit to bring additional Pittman-Robertson funds to this new phase of the acquisition to expand the refuge, because the compatibility of that funding source with the uses of public recreation, of hunting, of mushing, and preservation.
The additional 530 acres will bring the total size of the Creamers Refuge to over 2,300 acres. I'm Dan Bross.